Good morning. Deschutes County Commissioners still have not met with District Attorney Patrick Flaherty over reinstating a recently fired investigator. Sharon Sweet was let go from the DA's office in early October, but the county reinstated her shortly thereafter. County Commissioner Alan Unger says they're providing work for Sweet until her employment issue can be resolved.
Well, the big picture is that Patrick, District Attorney Flaherty, doesn't want her to work in his office. We feel like his dismissal is not legal, and so we are continuing to keep her hired, and we have work for her to do in other capacities, but we'll still be charging that money out to the district attorney's office until we get things worked out better.
The county hopes to find other full-time employment for Sweet. Meantime, the district attorney's office currently has no investigators. The Redmond School District may offer transportation options when their second high school opens next fall. The district is in talks with Cascade East Transit to provide a shuttle between the high schools, allowing students to more easily take specialized classes at each school building. According to a published report in the bulletin, the current district plan splits the International Baccalaureate program and the advanced placement program between the two schools. Several parents say that both programs should be available to all students at both schools. Police say a Bend man with a medical marijuana license was caught with much more pot than his license allows. Central Oregon Drug Enforcement Team spokesman Ken Mannix says 52-year-old Ronald Schutte was caught during a traffic stop with 10 pounds of processed marijuana. 50-year-old Gregory Stites, who has a medical marijuana license, was in the car with Schutte. When officers went to his residence, they found 72 pounds of marijuana. He's only allowed to have 4.5 pounds.
You know, the possession of 72 pounds of processed marijuana is a significant amount of marijuana, clearly outside the OMMP program and how it's laid out.
The medical marijuana license law also bans the selling of marijuana. Schutte is charged with possession, delivery, and manufacture. Charges against Stites are still pending. A new report issued on college student debt shows Oregon ranks in the top 20 when it comes to how much is owed in student loans by college graduates. The Project on Student Debt report shows the average debt for graduates of public four-year institutions in the state is $23,967. That's 19th in the nation. The report says 63% of students in Oregon are holding student loans when they leave college. That is ranked 16th in the nation. Well, you might not care about car crashes that you're not involved in, but really, you should. 1110 KBND's Jeff Kirsch explains.
From lost work days to medical bills and more, traffic crashes take a big toll.
It's nearly $300 billion per year. That's more than three times the cost of congestion.
In Portland alone, it's $2.7 billion annually. Marie Dodge at AAA hopes the report spurs action and investments.
We would like to encourage lawmakers at all levels of government to make sure that safety is a top priority.
33,000 Americans die every year in car crashes. In Portland, Jeff Kirsch, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Portland Police Chief Mike Reese gives new instructions to his officers regarding Occupy Portland protests. He directs them to have gas masks, helmets, and batons at their disposal at all times, starting today. Daryl Turner, president of the union representing Portland police officers, says the union can no longer condone protests that have become dangerous and have spread police bureau personnel very thin. Authorities say an arrest was made Wednesday after an Occupy Portland protester pushed an officer into traffic during a march across the Hawthorne and Burnside bridges. Mayor Sam Adams has asked protesters to obtain permits for street protests to ensure that the routes are safe. And Oregon Congressman Earl Blumenauer says it's wrong that both the NFL and Major League Baseball prohibit public ownership of a team. NFL's Green Bay Packers are the only publicly owned team, and Blumenauer says it shouldn't only be billionaires who can own at least part of a team. Under the Act, leagues wouldn't get the benefits of federal law if they prohibit public ownership. Blumenauer has tried this before with only limited success. For these stories and more, check us out online at KBND.com. Our next local newscast comes up this morning at 6:35. I'm Dave Jarvis for KBND Radio News.